from KQED.
Snow has returned to the Sierra, but probably not enough to dramatically change expectations for the mountain snowpack. With the dry winter we've had, no one's expecting a miracle from today's monthly snow survey. As Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coker reports for our Climate Watch project, farmers are again preparing for drought.
Usually when a farmer turns on his irrigation system to water a field, it sounds something like this, the familiar hissing of sprinklers. But on Ryan Ferguson's Fresno County farm, it sounds more like this. This pump is sending water through buried PVC pipes to drip irrigation lines, snaking through a field he's getting ready to plant with watermelons.
Over the last 5 years, we've converted our ranch to 100% drip irrigation.
Sporting a sole patch and a ball cap, 28-year-old Ferguson is part of a new high-tech generation of farmers who use their iPhones to monitor how much water their plants get.
We're trying to conserve as much water as we possibly can to stretch our supplies as far as it will possibly go.
But even the most water-efficient technology may not be enough if Ferguson can't water his tomatoes or chickpeas. Managers at the Federal Central Valley Project, whose reservoirs supply all of the water to this farm, are predicting that farmers like Ferguson will get just a third of the water they're asking for this summer.
Oh, my stomach turned and thought back to what we've dealt with in the past and put on my game face.
It's rare that farmers like Ferguson get all the water they want, but it's hard to cope with the ups and downs. In bone-dry 2009, Ferguson got only 10% of the water he hoped for and had to fallow a third of his fields. Last year's bountiful snowpack meant he got 80%.
Well, it makes it really difficult to plan. I mean, you can't gear up to farm 100% of your ranch 1 year and 50% of it the next year.
But farmers in this part of the valley are down the priority list when it comes to water rights, so they're particularly vulnerable to changes in the snowpack. One thing Ferguson's likely to do this summer, pump groundwater. He's put in a $1 million well to help him cope with dry years, and the costs keep coming.
You've got to pay for the electricity to power the well. The water is expensive just for the power to bring the water to the surface.
And nobody knows just how long the groundwater will last if lots of farmers turn on their wells. Ferguson has already made his planting decisions for spring. Seeds are bought, fields plowed. But this summer, he may fallow some tomato fields in order to save his more lucrative long-term crops like almonds and pistachios. Meanwhile, Ryan Ferguson is hoping for a miracle. The March miracle it will take to salvage California's wet season. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
There's more from Ferguson's farm, including pictures, online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.